Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I want to remind all of my members to go vote. Go to otrwesterns.com/awards to place your vote, and I would appreciate it. I also appreciate you guys being members. Thanks so much. Look for a special episode in your guys' feed around the holiday time. Okay, let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is July 15th, 1951, and the title is The Trail of Death. Hope you guys enjoy.
And pass those Kellogg's Corn Pops, cause here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that great new cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Corn Pops!
Kellogg's Corn Pops brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. Not all the dangers faced by the early settlers of the West came from outlaws. There was the bitter cold of winter, the drought of summer, and the terror of every sort of wild animal from buffaloes to bobcats. Late one autumn, two lone prospectors followed a narrow trail high on the Rockies. A fresh snow was beginning to fall. It was bitter cold, and one of them wanted to turn back.
I don't like it, Jim. I don't like it at all. Let's get out of these mountains while we can.
We can't turn back now, Shorty. Just when we're about to find that gold.
My hands is about through stiff. I got a funny feeling about this trip. Had it ever since we started.
Hey, here's a turnoff, just like map says. Come on, Shorty. Gold mine ain't over 100 yards ahead.
Be careful of that trail. Kind of narrow along the ledge.
Nothing's stopping me now.
Hey, Jim, that cougar's right above us. Right about the jump. Jim, my hands are so stiff I can't draw.
Too late. Look out, it's jumping. It's...
We're mighty grateful that you could come to Canyon Crest and help us, Mr. Hickok.
Please sit down, both of you.
Well, if it's all the same to you, I'll stand with my back to the fireplace, Mrs. Burley. It's kind of nippy out.
Yes, winter's coming early. I'll put a little more wood on the fire.
Now, what's this all about, folks?
Mr. Hickok, two prospectors have disappeared up in the mountains. One of them, Shorty Briggs, was my brother. We're afraid something's happened to them.
I tried finding them myself. But after all, I'm not a scout, only a real estate operator.
Well, business must be good, Mr. Callahan, judging from that gold watch chain.
Well, the West offers great opportunities for all of us, Jingles. I prefer ranching, but gave that up when a horse fell on my right leg. That's why I have a limp now.
Mrs. Burley, you want us to help find your brother, is that it?
Yes, Mr. Hickok. We hope that with your knowledge of tracking and scouting, that you could find out what happened to him and his partner.
Of course, their trail's pretty old now, with the snow and all.
Well, now, never you mind about that, Mr. Callahan. Bill could trail a woodpick across a dry rock in the dark of the moon.
Yes, I'm sure he could.
Jingles always likes to stretch things a little.
Oh, stretch things nothing. Bill could snuff the cobwebs out of a coon track and tell you where the varmint aimed to go tomorrow.
Mrs. Burley, do you have any idea where the two men were headed for in the mountain?
No, I'm afraid not. You see, they'd bought a map from a medicine man named Old Wild Horse.
A map? You mean to a gold strike?
Well, that's what they hope. But everybody knows Wild Horse is crazy as a loon.
Lives all alone near Moundville, ghost town, 3 miles west of here.
Wouldn't hurt to have a little talk with him, Jingles.
Oh, then you will try to find Shorty and his partner?
We'll see what we can do.
Mr. Hickok, I...
Yes, Mrs. Burley?
Well, I don't know how to say this, but I've got a funny feeling.
You know, come to think of it, so have I.
I mean that something else is wrong. That something unseen and strange is going on.
Holy cow, Mrs. Burley, you're right.
What is it, Jingles?
My coattail's on fire. Well, don't just stand there and stare at me. Put me out.
Whoa. Somebody's bending over that campfire, Jingles. It's likely old Wild Horse.
Well, Bill, he don't even notice us.
Muttering something over the fire.
Well, Mr. Callahan's right. Wild Horse sure acts loony to me.
You never know about these medicine men. Now let me do the talking, Jingles.
Go ahead, but I don't know what you're thinking you'll get out of him.
Wild Horse.
White man break spell of medicine, man. Bring evil.
No, Wild Horse. I'm asking your help. We came to you about a map.
Wild Horse have no map.
What'd I tell you, Bill? Come on now, let's go back. I'm getting cold.
Shh, Jingles. Wild Horse, not many days ago, you sold a map to two prospectors. One that they followed into the mountains in search of gold.
They take map. Wild Horse not tell them to go.
But you can draw us another one like it.
Wild Horse have no map.
I have many silver dollars.
It'll buy you food and tobacco, Wild Horse. Better think it over.
I draw a map.
Good. Here, on the back of this letter.
I draw a map. But first, I tell you what I tell prospectors. At the end of trail is death.
Death? Oh, now you're just hoorahing us, ain't you?
Trail start at Rushing River, where mountains begin.
We'll find it.
Go trail to waterfall. Turn left. Trail go this way.
Well, go on.
Wait. We're not alone. Someone behind Mesquite.
You're right, Wild Horse. No.
Bill, down!
We're targeted by this campfire, Jingles. Right away!
Howdy, partners. Is your old pal, Panhandle Jim, saying there's more than one way of eating those sweet-tasting Kellogg's Corn Pops? Yes, sir, Corn Pops is a two-way cereal. You can eat Kellogg's Corn Pops two ways. One way is right out of the box, like I'm eating them now. Like you've probably eaten them while we listened to Wild Bill. Yes, sir, they're a real tasty snack with a sweetening already on them. Now, the other way to eat Corn Pops is out of the bowl with milk. But remember what I said about the sweetening. Don't go pouring a lot of sugar on Kellogg's Corn Pops. They're already sweetened. Tasty, puffed-up hearts of corn all ready to go. They're not only good, but mighty good for you. My partners, they're a real two-way cereal with B vitamins, vitamin D, with important minerals and food energy, too. That means your mom's going to let you eat all you want. Say, you better gallop down the store and get a load of Corn Pops first thing tomorrow. You'll need plenty because the whole family's going to be getting into Kellogg's Corn Pops. Now, listen to this little saying. Kids love Pops, moms love Pops, and Pops love Pops. Right now, I'm busting to get back the show. How about you? Good. Let's go.
Now, back to Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles. As the old medicine man, Wild Horse, draws a map, rifle shots come from the mesquite. Trapped in the light of the campfire, Bill and Jingles can only return the fire.
Don't waste your shots, Jingles.
It's as dark out there as the inside of your pocket. You know, I sure don't get it. Somebody had plenty of chance to get a bead on us, but they missed by a country mile.
Jingles.
Yeah, Bill?
He didn't miss.
What?
He hit Wild Horse. He's dead.
No. Well, the map he was drawing still in his hand.
Lucky it didn't fall in the fire. Well, he didn't finish it.
Well, a lot of good will do us now. Bill, what's going on? Why should somebody want to murder a poor locoed Indian?
I've got an idea. We'll find the answer up there in those mountains.
You mean you think this killing's got something to do with them prospectors?
There's one way to find out. That's to trail them.
But it's snowing plenty up there, Bill, and... Well, if there's anything I don't like, it's snow.
The map will get us part of the way. From there on, we'll have to use every scouting trick we ever learned. Keep moving, Jingles. To the left, this way.
The trail's covered with snow, Bill. I ain't seen any kind of a sign for the last hour.
See the brown pine needles on that branch, Jingles?
Sure, what about it?
It means somebody built a campfire underneath that tree not too many days ago.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was about to notice that.
I'm sure you were, Jingles.
Hey, speaking of campfires, Bill, I'm getting awful cold.
We've still got another hour of daylight.
But I'm getting blue as a whetstone. I told you I hated snow like poison.
And those prospectors couldn't have gone much farther.
Oh, maybe if we started calling them, hello!
Not even an echo.
Well, stands to reason. The echo froze solid before it got halfway back.
Down along this ledge, Jingles. At least it'll shelter us from the wind.
Bill, I still think we ought to...
Easy, boy. Easy. What's the trouble, huh?
They're skittish about something, ain't they?
Yeah, something's bothering them. Jingles!
Huh?
There's the trouble. On the trail right ahead.
Leaping lizards. Couple of fellas half covered with snow. Come on!
Frozen, Jingles. But that's not what killed them.
I'll say it ain't. They was clawed to death.
Cougar, maybe. Those cats get pretty big.
The cat just jumped them and there you are. Explains everything.
Everything, Jingles? What about the death of old Wild Horse last night?
Oh, that?
I've never seen a cat that could shoot a gun.
But how could that have anything to do with this?
And another thing. Those fellows had a map to follow. There's none in their pockets. Means somebody took it.
I never saw a cat that could do that either. What do you make of it, Bill?
There's only one answer. Old Wild Horse's map did lead to something, and Shorty and his pal were getting too close.
But only a cat, Bill.
People have been known to train wild cats. Teach them to do their killing.
You mean somebody set that cougar on him? Hey, Bill, that means he could be watching us right now.
No, Satan. No, not yet. Like to break chain, huh? Get at those two snoopers down there, just like you did those prospectors. No, no. Moss let you loose when right time comes, Satan. You'll get your chance at Hickok and Jingles yet.
No use trying to push on now. We can build a fire here under the trees for the night.
Well, that suits me just fine.
First thing in the morning, we'll do some looking around.
A few dead branches here. We'll need more than that, though.
I'll get a fire going. You scratch around and look for some more.
Sure. Takes a big fire to keep varmints away. Gotta hurry before dark sets in.
I'll have a blaze here in a jiffy. Little food will kind of pick up our spirits.
Oh, Bill! Bill, help me!
Jingles! Jingles, where are you?
Down here. Didn't know I was so close to the cliff. Snow dropped right out from under me.
You all right?
Well, for now, hanging on to a ledge. But there ain't nothing below me for 1,000 feet.
Hang on, I'll get a saddle rope.
Oh, hurry, will you, Bill?
What's the rope, Jingles? Here it comes.
I got it. Oh, wait on. I'll wiggle your loop around me.
Say when.
All right. Pull away.
Can't you help a little?
Well, you just keep pulling.
We're making it. Only a little farther.
Bill, what was that?
The cougar, Jingles. On the ridge, right behind me.
Well, then let me go. Draw your gun, Bill. Let me go.
No, I don't dare, Jingles. You'd be a goner.
Well, if that cat jumped, we're both goners. Do like I said.
If I can wind this rope around this tree and get one hand free.
Bill, for the last time, forget about me. Bill! Bill, say something!
You can come up now, Jingles. It's safe.
Well, what in tarnation happened up here?
I fired too soon, scared him off. Cougar's gone for now.
Oh, Bill, I... Well, after what you've done, well, I just don't know how to say it.
You don't have to say anything, partner.
Well, just the same, Well, all I gotta say is you sure took your time.
That's more like it.
And what I said about snow before goes double now. Now, let's get that fire going.
Not this time, Jingles. We're going to track that cougar while the trail's still fresh.
It works, Satan. Look at them now. Follow your tracks. Just what Moss wants. Couldn't have worked better. Go on now. They keep tracking you till Hickok and Jingles walk into big trap. Go, Satan. Go!
Tracks are easy enough to follow in this fresh snow, Jingles.
Well, not if it gets any darker.
Means we gotta move fast.
But, Bill, that cat could lead us all over these mountains. We'll be stuck out here in the middle of nowhere.
We can always find our way back.
Oh, just the same, I don't fancy falling over no more cliffs.
Jingle, the cougar didn't make those tracks.
Well, I'll be. Boot tracks.
Looks like somebody's here ahead of us.
Yeah, the fellow that's got the cougar, just like you said.
Maybe. Notice anything peculiar about the tracks?
What do you mean?
Never mind. Come on, now, let's hurry it up.
Bill, this don't make any sense at all.
Either that or too much sense. Here, down this draw.
Funny. Tracks. Seem to have disappeared.
But they led us right. Look up there ahead. An opening in those rocks.
The gold mine, of course. Bill, we're not going in there.
That's what we're looking for, isn't it? Careful now. Watch every step you make.
Might as well have your head in the gunny sack.
Opening up into some sort of a room. Got to risk a match.
Here's one.
Light that candle. Somebody's been here before us.
Bill, would you look at what's here?
We found a gold mine, all right. But different than we expected.
What do you mean?
That's a counterfeiting machine, Jingles. Somebody's using this cave as a hideout for a counterfeiting operation.
Bill, that's why them prospectors was killed. They almost stumbled into this place.
Killed by a wild animal to make folks think it was nothing but an accident.
Well, this is no place for us, so why don't...
Jingles, the cougar's back there.
I told you, Bill.
Get back. Trap station. Go get him.
Somebody else is back there, too.
Keep away from me, Jingles. He can't get us both at once.
Bill, he's going for your throat.
Got him, Jingles.
I got another varmint. Come out of there.
You're not taking Moss. You'll kill my cat now. Moss, kill
him! Well, he may know how to train killer cats, but he sure don't know how to duck a right hook.
Find something and tie him up, Jingles.
Sure. Well, the cougar's dead, and we got his trainer and the secret to the gold mine. Guess that about does it.
Not quite, Jingles. There's still someone else.
Somebody else? Now, how would you know that?
Remember that boot track we saw back in the snow?
Yeah, well, what about it?
Look at what this fella has on his feet. Not boots.
Oh, moccasin. I might have known he was part Indian.
We can be sure the boots belong to the real head of the counterfeiting gang, and I know just who it is.
You're right, Hickok. I'm the real head.
Bill, at the mouth of the cave.
No, don't draw either of you. You weren't killed by the cat. But there are other ways. Ways that are much more certain.
Right now, I want to tell you about one of the big jobs on a ranch. Riding fence. Now, most of you know what that means. It's fixing up the holes in the fence so none of your cattle can get away. And while you're riding along, you can eat those good, crunchy Kellogg's Corn Pops. Corn Pops are hearts of corn, all puffed up, big and jolly, with plenty of tasty sweetening on them. Now, you can eat Kellogg's Corn Pops the way I eat them when I listen to Wild Bill Hickok, right out of the box by the handful. But come breakfast time, pour them out in a bowl and add a little milk. But don't go putting any sugar on Kellogg's Corn Pops. No, sir, the sweetening's right on them, every single corn pop. If you're eating them right now, look at the bag inside the box. It's pure aluminum. Keeps Kellogg's Corn Pops fresh up to 10 times longer. Now, don't go getting only one box of Corn Pops. Get your mom to load up big and keep them on the pantry shelf. Then, out of the box or out of the bowl, you can have all the Kellogg's Corn Pops you want. Now, all together, let's tell everybody who loves Corn Pops. Kids love Pops. Moms love Pops. And Pops love Pops. Now you're talking. Let's hustle on back to the show.
Now back once again to Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles. Having solved the mystery of the gold mine, Bill and Jingles find themselves face to face with the head of the counterfeiting ring.
My gun's enough. Drop yours on the floor.
Do what he says, Jingles.
Callahan? It's Mr. Callahan. Is that who you thought, Bill?
That's right, Jingles. A man doesn't get rich on real estate in this country. Not yet.
Untie horse, Jingles. Hurry it up.
All right, but... Well, if you're the crook, Callahan, why did you send for me and Bill in the first place?
Can you think of a better way to make me look good in the eyes of the town?
But you didn't count on us finding your cave, right, Callahan?
Perhaps I should have killed old Wild Horse sooner. Or taken into account your skill as a tracker and scout. I'll let that be a lesson.
Well, that ain't the only lesson you're going to learn.
Shut up, Jingles. Well, come on, Morse. You're all right now.
You give Morse gun, Callahan. Give gun.
Not yet, Morse. This is all going to be another accident. Next spring, when the snow thaws, they'll find Hickok and Jingles at the bottom of a canyon where they fell.
I make them fall. They kill my cat.
If you like, Morse. Out of the cave now, both of you. We'll be right behind.
Come on, Jingles.
Bill, somehow this don't seem healthy to me.
Straight ahead, toward the cliff. And don't stop.
See what I mean, Bill?
Just watch me, Jingles. The pine branch.
What for?
I'll hold on to the branch going by.
Hey, I get it.
And when I let go...
Look out, boss!
Stop, Jingles!
Give me Callahan, boss. It's too easy.
Callahan's mine.
Oh, Bill, that ain't fair, Bill.
Need help, Jingles?
Hit me in the stomach, will you? Now, come on, Bill. How about letting me at Callahan?
Out of the way, Jingles.
No!
All right, Jingles. Callahan's all yours.
Well, he ain't much good now. Well, them two sure make a neat little pile, don't they? Now, that's what I've been wanting, Bill. A great big fire.
Callahan and Moss don't seem to be enjoying it tied up there.
Be a lot hotter where they're going once we get them to Canyon Crest.
That's up to the jury, Jingles.
Oh, sure, I know, but I still can't figure out how you suspected Callahan.
Those boot tracks.
Oh. Well, I'm fried on one side. Now I'll put my back to the fire. Boot tracks? What about them, Bill?
I thought you noticed. Whoever wore them favored his right leg. He had a slight limp.
Like Callahan? Oh, then you knew it was him all the time before we ever went into that cave.
Now, there's just one more thing you should know, Jingles.
What's that?
You won't mind if I tell you.
Oh, of course not, Bill. What do you want to tell me?
Your coattail's on fire.
What again? Oh, my gosh. Oh, what'll I do?
Try sitting in a snowdrift.
Snowdrift, that's it. Let me out of it. Out of my way.
You just made it in time.
Yeah. You know something, Bill?
What, Jingles?
Like I said, there's nothing in the world I like better than snow.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Andy and I will be around your way again next week with another story, so be sure and be with us, will
you? Hey, you betcha, and I promise you one thing. No more coattails on fire, that's for sure.
Meanwhile, Andy and I also hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Corn Pops.
Right. It's the great new cereal with the sweetening already on it.
You bet it is. We think Corn Pops are great. So long.
See you next week.
Yes, sir, be sure to listen next week at the same time on this same station when Kellogg's Corn Pops brings you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Virginia Gregg, Tony Barrett, Joe Duvall, Tom Holland, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. This is Charlie Lyon reminding you, kids love Pops. Moms love Pops. Pops love Pops. Kellogg's Corn Pops.
Check out the show notes at otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Until the next show, have a great day, and we'll see you guys later.